Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last night's clash between the New England Patriots and the New York Jets was no doubt the most highly anticipated Monday night football game of the season. It ended in a rout. The Patriots throttled the Jets 45-3 as Tom Brady picked apart the Jets' defense, throwing for 326 yards and four touchdowns. With the win, the Pats moved to 10-2 on the season and took over sole possession of first place in the AFC East. To discuss the game this morning, we're joined now by Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, good morning, and thanks for getting up this morning after watching the game last night.
Well, thanks for having me.
Mike, I think that most New England fans were hoping for a win, but no one, I think, expected this kind of blowout, did they?
They certainly didn't. You had the two of the best teams in the NFL going against each other, the Patriots and the Jets, and the Jets have been a surprise story this year, with a lot of their wins come from behind wins at the end of games, but the Patriots ran away from them early in this game and made it so that they couldn't come back in this one.
You know, you almost have to ask, what was wrong with the Jets last night?
That to me is almost the more intriguing question than what was right with the Patriots. The Jets had done so many things well this season, but this was clearly their worst game of the year, and I think it starts with their quarterback, Mark Sanchez, who threw three interceptions, was 17 of 33 passing for 164 yards, and their head coach, Rex Ryan, who had so many boastful words leading into the game, but also didn't coach his best game.
There's been some post-game speculation that Sanchez got clocked by two New England Patriots early in the game and might have hurt his neck.
You know, and that is true, but Sanchez said it wasn't necessarily a hard hit. It was just, the Patriots that had the upper hand. But I think what often happens in these games is that when a defense hits a quarterback early in a game, it can affect the quarterback's rhythm. And on the flip side, quarterback Tom Brady had plenty of time to throw for most of the game, and his results were sensational.
And once again last night, we saw Tom Brady all fired up all through the game. His enthusiasm, his desire to win really drove the team last night, didn't it?
It did, and it's infectious. You know, Tom Brady is one of the captains of this team, and while a lot of people will look at his statistics, I think it's that emotion that is also something that can't be quantified and makes Brady so valuable. And one of the things we hear now, picking up with four games left in the regular season, is that Tom Brady is a leading candidate for the Most Valuable Player Award in the National Football League, not just for the way he throws the football, but for the way he leads his team emotionally as well.
I wonder if one of the other big storylines this morning is how well the defense played last night, holding the Jets to only 3 points. There have been a lot of questions about this young defense throughout this season.
Yes, and that was a big part of this game for the Patriots. We know they have the star in Tom Brady on offense, but many questions about whether they could win with this defense going into the end of the regular season and into the playoffs, and this defense really answered the challenge. The big statistic is on third down, and that's what defenses often focus on because that's the chance to get off the field. The Patriots have really struggled on third down leading into this game with opponents converting more than 50% of the time. That's the worst mark in the league entering this game, but the Jets converted only 25% of the time in this game.
Okay, so are the Pats in the driver's seat in the division now? They've split the regular season with the Jets. They've each won a game, but are the Pats in the driver's seat?
They are certainly in the driver's seat. They have some challenging games coming up at the end of the season, next at Chicago, one of the better teams in the league, and that'll be a very tough game. But if the Patriots win their remaining four games, they will be the number one seed in the NFL AFC playoffs. And what that does is it gives them a bye week off while other teams are playing at the start of the playoffs. And it means that every other game will have to come through Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, which is a tremendous home field advantage for the Patriots.
You know, I think we can predict what Patriots fans are saying, but do you think other teams, other coaches, other general managers around the league now are saying the Pats are a Super Bowl contender and maybe the favorite?
I think they're certainly saying they're a Super Bowl contender, if not the favorite. And I think the main reason why is that it starts with Tom Brady, because the quarterback position is so important in the NFL. That's the one position where the ball is in the player's hands more than any other. And when Tom Brady is playing as well as he is right now, the possibilities for this team are great. He broke his own franchise record for consecutive games without throwing an interception, and that's at 7 games now. It's been 228 passes since Tom Brady has thrown an interception, a remarkable streak.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
And thanks for having me.